Welcome to the Second Thought for the Day podcast. In this episode, we dissect a Radio 4 thought for the day to expose all in it that is not factful or reasonable. Please visit secondthoughtfortheday.com for more on what we do and why. You can also find there a transcript of the broadcast we're about to review and a link to the original BBC audio. You'll also find show notes and all the other podcasts we've done. This is the Second Thought review of the BBC's Thought for the Day from the 14th of April 2025, which was by Jasveer Singh. Singh is a Sikh barrister and activist. And it's worth noting, we've been keeping score. And this, among all those reviewed to date, contained the lowest number of crimes against accuracy. For a flavour of the broadcast, here's his opening.
The last few days have seen the world's economies being shaken, with many worried that globalisation is at grave risk and that the rules-based international order is all but over. But a country flexing its fiscal muscle isn't a new phenomenon. Throughout history, strong economies have exerted their control and influence at the expense of others.
Jasveer does a solid job. There are very few logical flaws. There is, though, a notable bias introduced by omission when Singh describes the persecution of Sikhs by the Mughal Empire. He says,
"In the late 17th century, the Mughal Empire was at its peak as the wealthiest power in the world. Some of its population were targeted with deeply unfair taxes, and Sikhs in particular came under direct attack."
These statements are undeniably true, but it's not the whole truth. The Mughal Emperor, Aurangzeb, was on a ruthless mission to extinguish all religion that was not Islam. All resistance was punished. Hindu temples were demolished and turned into mosques. Higher taxes were charged to all non-Muslims. And the emperor persecuted anyone who refused to submit to Islamic law. Yes, Sikhs came under direct attack, but they were not alone. Guru Teh Bahadur was the victim of an Aurangzeb beheading, to which Singh makes reference. He was the predecessor of the guru selected by Jasveer as the focus of his broadcast. He's remembered as a man who fought for religious freedom. He championed liberation from fear and dependence. He taught that strength should be gained through truth, worship, sacrifice, and knowledge. Teh Bahadur was a loud voice of rebellion. Aurangzeb was on something of an arc of how he wielded his imperial power. Initially, he was motivated more by piety, but that gave way to expansionist ambitions. By the time of the story that Singh recounts, Aurangzeb was more sensitive to threats to his power than he was to non-Muslims. Threats like the one posed by Guru Teh Bahadur. Teh Bahadur publicly refused to submit to Islamic law. It was not the Sikhism. It was the loud and rebellious voice that resulted in the emperor's direct attack on Guru Teh Bahadur's neck. This instance of bias is not in the league of the logical transgressions or the overt deceit we've seen from David Walker or Angela Tilby, but it's needless bias nonetheless. Singh is also guilty of breaching what I think we should call the Humphreys Kumbaya flagrancy. John Humphreys is a respected Welsh broadcaster in the UK and is among that exceptional band of journalists who have presented today. Today is a three-hour radio news programme broadcast each morning from 6 o'clock. There's a shorter 7 a.m. version on Saturdays. This programme has often been credited with setting the political agenda for the country each morning. It's a news colossus and a sanctuary for objectivity and reason. John has been publicly critical of the routine three-minute pulpit interruption that today suffers at the hands of Thought for the Day. When expanding an allegation he once made that Thought for the Day was boring, Humphreys set out a platitude pattern to which he particularly objected. His words were, "Dear God, we've got to cut a really fascinating programme short because we're now going to hear somebody tell us that Jesus was really nice and the world could be a better place." Further to a little tweaking, we've developed it into this. There is something in the news today that is emblematic of a terrible thing in the world. We revere some deity or individual or notion or behaviour, and if only everyone in the world revered this deity, individual, notion, or behavior, there would be fewer terrible things in the world. Examples of this kumbaya banality are commonplace in Thought for the Day broadcasts. Perhaps they're included precisely because the presenters know John dislikes them so much. I wouldn't put it past Giles Fraser. It's a lovely thought, but it does seem unlikely. Moreover, these platitudes never constitute reflection from a faith perspective on an issue or a person in the news. Typically, it's just half-hearted flag-waving for the faith affiliation in question. It seems that flagrant use of the Humphreys Kumbaya platitude is a crutch. If the presenter can't come up with a pertinent and informative reflection on the news, they simply regurgitate some version of the platitude. Hence, our coining for future deployment when appropriate of the Humphreys Kumbaya flagrancy. We then have a new category of error to add to those of fact and reason. With no small amount of glee, we get to add deviation. In this case, deviation from the content parameters provided by the BBC for Thought for the Day. Back to the example at hand, Jasveer Singh said,
Guru Gobind Singh Ji stood up to the challenge of a strong economic and military power whilst remaining bound by the rules-based order of the Khalsa over three centuries ago. He remains an inspirational figure to many. If we have the moral conviction to know what is just and right today and focus on the global picture, there's no reason why we can't emerge from the current tumultuous period even stronger and more confident.
This is a classic example of the Humphreys Kumbaya flagrancy. From what we learned when looking into this world of gurus and emperors, it seems also that Jasveer may have sold the Sikh story a little short. He describes that to be Sikh is to fight, and not just metaphorically from what we can determine, for everyone's belief and how it's not about protecting one group above others. It seems there is something in Sikhism that is mandatory about taking action, personal, individual action, to prevent injustice and inequality. Now, this does not obviate the Kumbaya breach, but it puts that breach in light considerably more favourable than what routinely glimmers on the work of many regular Christian presenters of Thought for the Day. Thank you for listening, and if you'd like to learn more about what we do and why, or to read show notes, find transcripts, or listen to any of the other podcasts we've not yet put out on the main feed, please visit secondthoughtfortheday.com.